All right, Ben, are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. We're now joined by Ben Rhodes, our third place finisher in the number 99-10 to heel Ford. Ben, can you walk us through your run? And, nice to see you back here. I know it wasn't a win, but after a win, a third place finish.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I told you I wasn't really angry. I don't think I've been that angry to finish third ever in my life. I mean, we did everything perfect today, had perfect pit stops, ran the perfect race. Just the way the cautions fell, or the lack of a caution at the end, really just threw the race away for us. I mean, with 30 laps more on my tires, I was still running times that were the same as the leaders and passed a couple guys back that had fresher tires than me. So I know if we were on the same tires, we would have just drove away and, put a hurt on them. But it's unfortunate. Not often do you have a truck that drives so good. I mean, my Thor Sport Racing crew did a phenomenal job bringing me in a great F-150. I feel like the last two races, Darlington and Richmond, have been kind of the great equalizer. The teams haven't been here before, and at least, what I would call the modern era of NASCAR. I mean, back in 05, we didn't have splitters at that time. So this was a good test and a true testament to my Thor Sport team that we were able to come here, should have won, and we won last week at two tracks that nobody else has been to. I think that shows how strong we are when, it's, I wouldn't call an equal playing field, but more of a, I guess, an equalizer. My crew is very young. My crew chief's young and very new, and all my guys are learning. We're still building our notebooks. So just really frustrated. I feel like Kyle Busch when he dominates a race and then doesn't get the checkered. And I understand why he's so upset now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us. We're going to open the floor up here for questions from the media. As a friendly reminder, if you do have a question for Ben, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. We're going to kick things off here with Bob Pockrass. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ben, so if these last two races have been the great equalizer, what are the next seven?
I don't know. We go to Bristol and all the other tracks that everybody's been to. So I think that's just kind of the meat grinder, right? Like it's going to chew a lot of guys up and spin them out. I think we just got to keep focusing on what we've been doing, and which is being consistent and just getting points. Tonight really would have helped. Looking at the points now, I think we could have been fourth in points if we got the win. Like I think we should have. So disappointing on that because every point counts in the playoffs. But still proud we got a stage win, picked up some points there, and then finished far enough up in the regular season to get some good bonus points as well. So yeah, the next races are just going to be the grinder. It's just going to chew a lot of guys up and spin them out. And we don't need to be anybody that's in that path. We just need to stay true and steady like we have been this season.
And can you kind of just describe what happened with the contact with Emfinger as you guys were battling for the lead there?
Yeah, I guess I set him up for a win, unknowingly. Grant is notorious for laying on your door. My teammate Crafton's in here, and he's trying not to. Oh yeah, he's smiling now. So that's just kind of how Grant races. He races hard. He's a fierce competitor. So when he was on my door, I just got loose underneath. Believe it or not, Richmond is an awesome track and one of my favorite tracks that we go to, and I really, really, really hope it's back on the schedule. The last time I raced here was in 2014, but even air can affect you a little bit here, and it's not like a mile and a half where it's way out in front of you, but it's right when you're on somebody, and the lack of air does affect you. So yeah, just got loose underneath them and had a little contact, but that's just good hard racing, as I guess Joey Logano or Denny Hamlin would say.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, and we're going to take our next question from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey, Ben, can you hear me?
I got you.
So we talk about GMS having all these races wins. In the last 2 weeks, Thor Sport has been winning. Of course, for the first time, the Thor Sport team 1-2-3. That's the first time ever that it's been done in the Truck Series. Are you surprised by that? And are you surprised that it hasn't happened yet? That the question is, are you surprised that it hasn't happened yet?
Yeah, actually, I am. I'm really surprised it hasn't happened yet. I guess it took long enough. I guess it's been 25 years since Thor Sport was founded. So, yeah, I'm kind of surprised it hasn't happened yet. But really, Thor Sport has been, you know, becoming this amazing organization under the leadership of Duke Thorson, Tracy Hines, Bud Hafley, and Junior Joyner, all the crew chiefs that are in the building, and Matt Crafton. He's been around for a long time and has really helped, you know, get the company where it needs to be. So it took some time, but I think Thor Sport's, you know, it's coming into their prime. Crafton's got three championships, and I'm hoping that there's going to be many more in the history of Thor Sport. I'm huge on this team, and Crafton's ready for his interview, he says.
Should be entertaining. Yeah, thanks, Ben.
Thanks.
All right, well, we've got one more here for you, Ben. Go ahead, Davey Siegel.
Hey, Ben. First time you have back-to-back top five since going back to Pocono and Kentucky. It's a good time to have that positive momentum going into playoffs. What do you think that does for you and your team confidence-wise, and do you think you can capitalize on that in the first round?
Well, I think tonight really lit a fire under the belly of all my guys. The fact that should have won it and didn't. You know, they worked their tails off to bring a truck here. I had a couple guys working until 3 in the morning. After the win at Darlington, they drove through the night, got to the shop at 4, went back into work at 8, and they've been working hard all week long. They finally got this Richmond truck prepared yesterday and shipped here. So, yeah, they've been working their butts off, and I really would have loved to give them that reward for all the hard work, but I hope it lights a fire under them and we just keep the momentum going.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, Ben. Well, that's what we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the finish, and we'll see you at Bristol.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. And we'll be joined here momentarily by Matt Crafton. I'm just going to do a quick wipe down and change out the seats. So just hang tight.